Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dungeon Crawl by Annie Bellay, narrated by Holly Jackson. 1. Pwned Comics and Games had its grand opening party on a balmy day at the end of August. The finishing touches weren't on my shop yet. A few odds and ends left to do, like painting the baseboards in the new office area I'd created behind the now built-in counters and cases, but it was home, renewed. Home with better lighting, a kick-ass wireless network, surround sound, and bamboo flooring. Between what Kieron and Bree had kicked in and the money I'd practically throttled out of my insurance company from the fire, we'd managed to build a suite of shops on the block that would do Wild Idaho proud. I'd heard from a couple of other shops on the blocks around us that they were planning to copy the dark purple awnings and faux stone facing. Most of a year gone since the town had come under siege by my evil ex. Sometimes it felt like a lifetime ago. Sometimes like only a minute. Trauma is like that, I guess. The town rebounded okay, and so had I. Most days. This was one of the good days. The shop was open for business. Lots of people, human and shifter alike, dropped in. Kieron had reopened his shop a few weeks prior, but with all my custom lighting, I'd had to wait a little before my part was ready. Plus, I'd sunk more time into the new digs upstairs because living in a trailer with a giant tiger wasn't the most exciting thing in the world. Turns out Alec and I like a little space. Bree's bakery had been operating out of a temporary location, but all was ready for her own opening in 2 days. She had proper stone counters and ovens that had made the gold-loving leprechaun blink when he saw the receipts. The sun had dropped behind the building, and only the hum of the air conditioner broke the quiet as I shut down the computer at the counter. Closing time. After locking the front door, I threaded my way through the racks of comics toward the steps leading up. That new home smell still clung to the space. Fresh paint fumes lingered in the air. I was going to have to spill some Mountain Dew on my new, pristine, and environmentally friendly floors. I shook my head at myself. Fat chance I could bring myself to do that. The second story was all gaming rooms now, including a dedicated land space, which is where the true opening party was taking place, with the twins, Ezzie and Levi, already waiting for me. It was a new season of Diablo 3, and my demon hunter wasn't going to level herself.
I ordered pizza, said the love of my life in his growly Russian accent.
Alec was sitting on the top step, but he stood up as I climbed toward him. You know how to win our hearts, I said, poking him in his ridiculously hard belly.
You will game all night and forget to eat,
Alec said, his ice blue eyes narrowing. The light at the top of the steps turned his white blonde hair into a golden halo. It's the gamer diet, I said, leaning into him. How else will we keep our perfect physiques?
Kettlebells, Alec said.
His voice rumbled his chest and I sighed, breathing deep of his sweet and spice scent. He had a way of making everything okay. He'd proven himself pretty handy with electrical wiring and tile grouting, too. Not today, torturer. Tonight, we game. He had me doing all kinds of crazy exercises, and while I saw the point after wishing countless times in the last couple of years that I was in better shape, there was only so much compromise a girl could take. Diablo before bros, right? Sure you don't want to join us?
I will wait for pizza, he said.
I felt his muscles ripple under his t-shirt as he shook his head. Offer is always open. I pulled away from him and squeezed past him up to the landing. Second door on the right, straight on till morning. The LAN room had 6 custom-built gaming computers arrayed on a half-circle table. Because this was my joint, I'd built them to my own specs, putting in the chairs I liked best, using the mice and keyboards I favored. Nobody had complained, but given how good I was with a fireball and how half the town, the non-human half anyway, knows it, I figured nobody would dare. At the moment, the table faced away from the door because I wanted people to be able to come in and check out the action, but I was thinking about switching it. Sitting with my back to a door made me twitchy these days. Just another thing I'd be testing out tonight. The Chapowitz twins, Ezzie and Levi, were already upstairs, having escaped to make sure everything was loaded and the profiles all set up before we commenced the true breaking in of our new gamer haven. Levi had his mohawk pulled into a tight knot on his head, I assumed, to keep it off his neck in the heat, and was already in the loading screen, clearly impatient to get started. Ezzie had shed his custom suit in favor of a more summer-friendly
Sample complete. Ready to continue?